Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I believe we're in the sixth special session trying to deal with the fiscal cliff, and as the governor referred to it, this is the end of the road. We are no longer looking across the landscape to see the cliff. We are on the cliff. We're hanging over the cliff. And joining us to talk about this is the governor of the state of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards. Welcome to the show, Governor.
Well, good morning, Newell, and it's good to be with you and your listeners. And, you know, I think you got that right. You know, June 30th is right around the corner. We know that $1.4 billion in revenue falls off the table. My plan is to keep $648 million of that, which is a net tax reduction of $400 million. But we can still, at that new level, there will be some cuts, but we won't be cutting our partner hospitals, our medical schools, our TOPS programs, our higher education institutions. I mean, we can have a very responsible budget and give a $400 million tax cut, and I think it's critical that we do that, and I'm hopeful that this time the legislature will get it right and allow us to reset and continue the momentum that we have across the state of Louisiana. You know, for example, we have more people working in our state than ever before. There was not a state in the nation whose decline in unemployment exceeded ours last year. I was just in New Orleans the other day to cut the ribbon on the biggest economic development win in our state's history. So we've got some good things going on, but we really need to fix this cliff. I know we can. I pray that this is the time that the legislature just summons the courage to do what is necessary.
Well, Governor, first let me applaud you for vetoing the pretend budget bill. You know, I just when we start using terminology like that in the legislative process, one begins to ask questions. And as long as I've been around government, it completely mystifies me that we would even engage in that process.
Yeah, and by the way, that wasn't a label I put on it. That's
no.
A label that the legislators
that they,
put on
they
it.
They themselves put on it, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, for example, $88 million cut out of TOPS, $96 million out of higher education. We would not fund the Department of Corrections at a level that they are required. We would be the only state in the nation that just didn't have a food stamp program under that budget. And so many other cuts, you know, 18 armories would have to close under the National Guard. And it just, we can do better and still give a $400 million tax cut, which is why I'm hopeful that we can get it done this time.
Well, I hope so, too. I know that there seems to be some discontent within the Republican carders. I think Representative Rob Shadowin said that just the other day. He said, you know, we're looking at smoke screens and rhetoric. Let's stop. Let's stop and let's do what's in the best interest of the people of the state of Louisiana as opposed to what's in the best interest of our political leanings.
I think that's exactly right. And, you know, there are a lot of good people, and I think they want to do the right thing, but it's for whatever reason, it just seems to be so hard. But again, I'm gonna keep working every day, and I know this is a difficult deal. It's a challenge, but at the same time, it's a tremendous opportunity for our state because we can finally fix this problem, not have it looming over us year after year after year, get the stability that we need, and then allow our revenue to grow with our economy. And our economy is poised to continue to grow, and then we can do better here in the state of Louisiana. And Newell, I'm going to do everything that I can to work with the House and the Senate to make that happen. You know, it's just more challenging, I think, than it ought to be. I think that partisanship creeps into that. My best guess is for a number of the House Republicans, if I were a Republican governor asking them to do exactly what I'm asking them to do today, they would say, absolutely. We're going to cut $400 million in taxes from this year to next. We're going to cut state general fund, but we're going to fund our priorities, including TOPS. Yeah, we can do that. You know, but for some reason, because I'm the one asking for it, they're having a hard time getting there.
They swallowed elixirs that were much nastier under the Jindal administration.
Well, they did, because the last budget they passed had more than $800 million of one-time money. And that's really what set us up for this cliff, by the way. It was all the one-time money that was in that last budget, and the fact that all of the trust funds had been raided and swept and spent and just left us with a real mess. But the proof is in the pudding that we're doing better. The deficit, when I came into office, exceeded $2 billion. We're down now trying to find $648 million. And everything that they did, almost without exception, was temporary and falls off the books on June 30th. And so because of the cuts we've already made, because of the growth, because of the savings we've been able to achieve, over $300 million on Medicaid expansion alone, we're in a much, much better place, and we're talking about smaller numbers, which is why we can give that $400 million tax cut and still fund our priorities. And I'm really hopeful that we're going to find our way there. I had a meeting with the speaker this morning, and I'm not going to say that it was overly productive, but we did exchange information, and hopefully it will lead to something.
Is this going to primarily fall on the back of sales taxes, Governor?
Well, as you know, the main revenue measure that was passed 2 years ago was a fifth penny of sales tax. And so the question now, the big question before the legislature, is how much of the fifth penny do we keep? Now, the debate is between a third and a half. Now, that makes a big difference, because at a half, you get much closer to the 640 eight that we're talking about, the $648 million, than you do at a third. I think it's sort of a foregone conclusion that some portion of the sales tax is going to be required to fix this problem. But from year to year, there's going to be a reduction in sales tax for sure. And I want that reduction to be a half penny, because I believe we can fix our problems at that level. I don't think we can do it at a third. But again, it will still be a reduction in the sales tax. And look, I don't particularly like sales taxes, because I find them to be regressive, but we have the least regressive sales tax in the nation, because we exempt groceries, residential utilities, and pharmaceuticals. Over half of the sales taxes in the bill would actually be paid by businesses, not by individuals. And so for those reasons, I think it sort of strikes a decent balance, and I'm certainly willing to do it to get the stability that we need in Louisiana, is to deliver on our commitments. You know, we have an obligation to pay for TOPS, not to cut $88 million out of TOPS, which was in that budget that I vetoed. And I don't want to pay for a scholarship for kids to go to a university that doesn't have the funding necessary to deliver a quality education.
Right.
So the $96 million cut to higher ed needs to go away, too, because sometimes people forget this. In the 8 years before I became governor, the cuts to higher education in Louisiana were the deepest in the country. And so we can't get back on that road, because it's higher education that expands opportunity and makes DXC technology, for example, possible. That would not have happened but for the fact that we had committed to higher education. And so to continue to have opportunity, investment, and job growth, we're going to have to make sure that we protect higher education.
And it's an investment in our future. It's the same thing with the teachers, both through K-12, high school, as well as higher ed. I mean, that's some of the best investments that we can make looking into the future.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. It comes down to this. Education is synonymous with opportunity. If we want opportunity for the people of our state to have good-paying jobs and a good life right here in Louisiana, we have to stabilize our support for education and then allow that support to grow as our revenue grows with the economy. But we cannot just keep cutting education. It's going to require an investment, a strategic investment. That's the path we're on. It's a much better path than we were on before I became governor. I'm absolutely convinced of it. So I'm actually excited about this opportunity that we have to stabilize and continue the momentum that we've got, Newell.
Looking at the very near future, Governor, unfortunately,
yeah,
we got Alberto looming
yes.
out there yet again. And, you know, that's going to be a distraction to the special session, obviously, because, you know, a lot of folks have to go home and batten down the hatches depending on what's presented.
Absolutely. And we're asking people to really pay attention, listen to WWL, watch the news, and then do what they're asked to do by local officials. You know, our governor's Office of Homeland Security has been talking to all of the parish-level offices, including NOSEP right there in New Orleans. I will be having a phone call with the mayor a little later this afternoon so we can go over the posture of New Orleans in terms of its preparedness for this rain. We really don't know what to expect. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
We don't know. We know we're going to get some rain. We don't know how much. And so we have to be prepared, and I just want the people of New Orleans to know that we are working with them, and I'm going to encourage them to get ready for hurricane season, and now's a good time to do it, and get a gameplan.org, and get prepared.
Well, Governor, thanks so much for spending a little time with us. I know we were supposed to have you on yesterday, and because of the LSU game, thanks for accommodating our schedule, your schedule, and everyone's schedule, quite frankly.
No problem. Thank you so much. I appreciate you and all the listeners out there.
And good luck with the special session, and we'll keep our fingers crossed about this weekend as well.
Thank you.
All righty. That's Governor John Bel Edwards. Made time for us today. We really appreciate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.